SeekNet presents Stories for Children.
Guru Tegh Bahadur and the Magical Land. The ninth guru was a gentle, holy man who loved to meditate in nature. His name was Guru Tegh Bahadur. Many people in distant lands loved the guru and wanted so much to see him and listen to him. Guruji felt their love, and with their love in his heart, he went to meet them. He traveled very far to many places. On his travels, Guruji met a king named Raja Ram Singh. The Raja had been sent to stop the fighting and conflict in the eastern territory of Assam. Raja Ram asked Guruji,
"Sir, you are the true guru. I beg for your help. My army has to stop the rebel king in the land of Assam. He and his people are lawless and must be subdued. My army can take care of them, but the problem is the magical land of Kamrup."
Kamrup was famous for being a magical land. Even Guru Nanak visited there long ago and had to deal with the magic when it was used upon him.
"The people of Kamrup may think we are invaders, and they will surely use their magical powers to destroy us all. Please help us on our mission."
Guruji agreed to go on the mission.
"Yes, we will travel together, and you never need to fear the strange and mysterious magic."
Actually, the guru had a better idea. After the magic is taken care of, maybe a war with the rebel king was not needed. Guruji got himself and his Sikhs ready to travel.
"Let us prepare now to go together to Assam. There, we can revitalize the mission of Guru Nanak and be with the good people of that land."
Some of the Sikhs were afraid.
"Oh, my beloved Guru, is it wise to go on this trip? The land is so far away, and it's such a dangerous journey. I don't know of anyone ever returning alive."
"Keep your gaze upon the light of God that is in everyone. Chant the Naam. You shall not be harmed."
They all knew the truth of Guruji's words. Early the next morning, Guruji, the Sikhs, and Raja and his army all began their journey. They marched together along a path next to a river, through the beautiful countryside towards the eastern mountains. This was the path to the magical and mysterious land of Assam. Everyone walked in pairs and small groups, together chanting Sat Nam and singing and meditating as they walked.
Sat Nam, Sat Nam, Sat Nam, Sat Nam, Sat Nam, Sat Nam, Wahe Guru. Sat Nam, Sat Nam, Sat Nam, Sat Nam, Sat Nam, Sat Nam, Wahe Guru. Sat Nam, Sat Nam, Sat Nam, Sat Nam, Sat Nam, Sat Nam, Wahe Guru.
They walked through many jungles and over many hills. The air was filled with the sweet smell of wildflowers and the fresh smell of early morning rains. As they walked, they could hear beautiful sounds and birds singing cheerfully. After many days of traveling, the landscape changed from warm jungle into cold mountains with steep cliffs. As they climbed higher and higher, it became colder and colder. When they chanted in the early morning, all wrapped up in their shawls, the breath from their mouths could be seen rising into the air.
Wahe Guru. Wahe Guru. Wahe Guru. Wahe Guru.
Waheguru.
Day by day, they were getting closer and closer. One morning, Guru Tegh Bahadur met with Raja Ram.
We are near our destination. We need you to protect us from the powerful magical forces here. The magical people there will think we are enemies and will surely try to attack us. We need your help. You are the true Guru. Keep us safe.
Actually, Guruji wasn't just there to protect the Raja, but there to teach him.
There will not be any problem. Keep your focus on the Nam and all the beauty that you see here. Stay positive. There's no need to fear. There are Sikhs who have lived in this land since the time of Guru Nanak. They have remained devoted to the Guru's teachings. You see, we have friends here. When the light of God is seen in your eyes and the kindness in your heart is felt, then you will be loved by all the good people here. The shield of the house of Guru Nanak covers you. You shall be protected.
The Raja's heart was softened.
Wow! Kamal hai! Wah!
They all set up camp, and news started to spread that the Guru had arrived. They reached the great temple of magic, known as Kamakhya. Meanwhile, the high priestess of the temple called in three of her most powerful witches.
These dogs have come with their armies to take our land and run us away. Well, it won't work. Go now and get rid of them!
Tonight, the stars are lined up with the moon just right. Now is the time for us to call upon the powers of gravity, air, and lightning. We are going to show these people a sight they'll never forget.
The witches made camp very late at night, right near the Guru's camp. The place had a lonely, cold feeling to it. It was very dark. There were big, rocky cliffs and narrow, winding streams. There, the witches prepared.
The power of a firestorm we invoke!
Suddenly, dark clouds appeared over the camp of the Guru. There was a loud thunder and crackling lightning as the forces of destruction were sent towards Guru Tegh Bahadur and the Sikhs. Chaos was all around them, and yet the Guru stayed calm. He spoke to the Sikhs there.
Breathe long and deep, and feel the presence of God within you. The powers of the storm shall not come near those who are filled with the light of God. Chant the Naam.
Yes, Guruji.
This is our strongest firestorm. Why are they not frightened? They seem unaffected. I know. Let us use the power of gravity. We'll invoke the power of levitation!
All of a sudden, the high priestess appeared.
I came here to make sure this job was done right. If they can't be scared away, let's destroy them before they bring their armies any closer to our temple.
The witches aimed all their powers together and lifted up a huge boulder. It was as long as five men and was incredibly heavy. The massive stone floated in the air. Suddenly, they sent the boulder flying across the night sky. But Guruji and all the Sikhs just continued to chant with their hearts full of love. And in that calm state of faith, all the Sikhs watched that huge boulder speeding towards them through the sky. They did not budge. They all knew that they were safe. They felt no fear.
Protect yourselves, men! Take cover!
The boulder slammed into the ground. No one was hurt. The massive stone hit so hard that nearly half of the stone went into the ground. Next, the witches joined their magic together again and uprooted a huge tree.
Prepare yourselves, men!
It floated in the air, dirt still falling from its roots.
The wicked magic! It's upon us! Take cover!
They flung it at the Guru's camp. It landed with a huge crash, very close to the Sikhs. They just kept on peacefully praying and chanting. Guru Tegh Bahadur reached for his bow and arrow. He pulled and aimed his arrow at the witch's altar. The arrow perfectly hit a certain magic object on their altar.
What happened? We cannot use our magic anymore!
Look, there's an arrow in our magic crystal!
The witches needed that object to channel their magical forces. They lost their power, and the attacks stopped.
We've been defeated! This arrow came from a master wizard. He surely could have used magic to defeat us, but instead he used normal human power. This master must be a great magician and a humble holy man. We must go and see this holy person with humility.
The high priestess began to walk towards the Guru's camp. When she saw Guru Tegh Bahadur standing tall and bright, she went to him and humbly asked for forgiveness.
My greatest apologies I give to you now. We were very wrong to bother someone as great as you. It's just that magic is our only defense. So many people are trying to attack us. We're just trying to protect ourselves.
I understand. Listen, it is not good to waste your precious spiritual energy on destruction. Now, give up this magic. It only causes harm and suffering. You need not fear Rajaram and his army. He's not here to hurt you. Let there be peace between all people.
The priestess and the witches listened to the Guru and showed their friendliness.
Welcome. Please come inside and have some food.
Yes. Let us sit and eat together.
Guruji, you have saved us. Now, we will destroy the rebel king in Assam.
Raja, listen.
Yes, Guruji?
There is no need of war. We can reach peace with the other king. But he will need to have a change of heart. And you too will need a change of heart.
Before, I would never have listened to someone tell me that. But I have seen your great wonders. I do not see how the rebel king will change. But I will do whatever you say.
The Guru, the Sikhs, the Raja, and his army all went to Assam and met with the rebel king. With the Guru's help, both kings opened up more and war was avoided. A peaceful agreement was made between everyone. Guru Tegh Bahadur continued to travel, and wherever Guruji and the Sikhs went, they served people by lifting their spirits and sharing the teachings of the true Guru.
Great, great is the true Guru!
Would you like to hear more stories like this one? Come to seeknet.com/stories.